Previously on Unranked.
And I started reading the One Piece manga. And I gotta tell you,
yes,
I like it a lot better than watching the show. Yes! I just really like it a lot better than watching the show. I think it's so much better. I think it's like a lot of the show, there's just this extra fluff. And just the manga is just like right to the point. Here's the lines. Here's what you need to know. Boom. Move on. I've gone through this narrative now. One, two, three, four times.
Yeah.
I've gone through this narrative four times. Once when I started One Piece and then I stopped.
Yeah.
And then I got back into it. Then I watched the live action. Now I'm reading the manga. So yeah. I've been through this arc four times.
Hello and welcome to the Unranked Podcast. Today is the 426th episode of the show. This is Christian Humes here with Alex Tuna Marinello.
Hello.
And GameSpot's own Tom Caswell.
What's up?
Alex, I decided to pull that clip because you've now reached the 50% mark of the series. And you kept wondering when that was that you actually said you started it. That was during our 8-year The New Saga anniversary episode.
Okay. So what's the date?
That would have been March.
Yeah, that was like March 18th was when you had got. So you had started it prior to that by a few days. So let's say March 15th you started it.
Okay. We'll go with the odds of March. So we'll go with March 15th as the official start date. I am now on chapter number 598, which means I am more than halfway through. I have
got a lot of mango in it.
A lot of mango. I have taken a break at a perfect time in terms of the story.
Yeah.
So I have taken a week off. I'm actually back this week from having possibly the worst sickness of my life. That I can remember. I don't remember ever being this sick ever. Went to go see Dune 2 with Tom 2 Sundays ago. By Tuesday, I had fucking COVID, which I got to tell you, came on suddenly, quickly, and I deteriorated pretty fast. I remember texting. Tuesday, I was feeling like a little, like I had a little sore throat, a little bit of like an itchy, like my nose was itchy. And then toward the evening, I was like, oh, you know, Britt, I don't know. I'm not really feeling too good. I'm going to take a COVID test. Thinking totally that it was just going to be like, yeah, you're negative. It's all in your head.
Mm.
So it turns out COVID test tested positive almost immediately. And Britt was like, okay, well, you're quarantining. So I'm like, oh, wait, seriously? And she was like, yeah, you're quarantining. And I moved a bunch of stuff down to the basement immediately. And I was down in the basement. I'm texting you guys. I'm like, guys, I got COVID.
Heaven is a place on.
Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, right? I'm sitting there on the couch, right? Quarantined. Okay. I can't go upstairs. Can't do anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, oh my God. Right? Like the last time I had COVID, it was a day and it was like the sniffles and that was it. So I'm sitting down there. I'm thinking, oh, video game city down here. And I'm going to be, it's like a vacation. Oh, was I wrong? Because I remember texting you guys like, yeah, let's play video games tonight. Within an hour of me sending that, my body was shaking. My extremities were ice cold. My fever was like up to 104. I was like dying down here. And I was like, I was getting delirious. I was having like dreams were coming in, but they weren't dreams. It was really fucking weird. Mm. I was convulsing. I was like, it was horrible. And then I went upstairs.
Convulsing.
My body just was not stop, could not stop. And then I went upstairs.
Like, can you give a little demonstration? So, Jesus Christ. For audio listeners, Tune is having like quite spasms. Serious spasms.
It
yeah.
Serious. I was like freaking out. And then, you know, I wear a CPAP. Right, for my sleep apnea. So I'm Googling, like, is it okay to wear a CPAP or whatever? Because I don't know what COVID is like now. You don't hear about it on the news anymore. No one talks about it. So then I'm upstairs in the guest room And I probably had the worst night ever. I was up all night, sweating, but also freezing. And in my mind, I was like, that's it. I'm glad I got a good insurance policy. I hope Brittany and the kid are good, because this is it. I'm done. I'll see you guys later. And it got to the point where it was like, I'm pretty sure my fever was so high that I was contemplating going to the hospital. I was like, I think I might have to go to the, I like, but I was like, you know what? Let me just give it a night. If I go, I go. But that insurance policy, they're good. They'll be all right. They'll be fine. And we can leave it. And then I was quarantined until Sunday. But no day was worse than that first night. But I wasn't able to play video games or anything. However, I was able to read a bunch of manga, which is why I got up to chapter 598 so quick. I think I read 100 chapters in a day.
Was like, oh, you're starting like one of the most epic arcs in the entire thing. And then later that day you finished it.
Yeah, because I had nothing to do. And the worst part is, this is the worst part about it, right? So I'm telling you guys how much I would love it down here. If I could live down here, blah, blah, blah. It literally felt like prison. Like, it felt like prison down here. It started to, like, the walls were closing in, right? The white walls were closing in.
You don't have, like, natural sunlight down there.
No, there's no sunlight down here. I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be great. And then, like, I hopped on to Venice.
He put that one window that he pulled the VR unit, just going in there, like peering out.
And it was weird. Every night that I went up to bed, I had to wait till Brittany went up. I had to wait. You know what I mean? So when I went upstairs, like, it was weird. It was weird being in the house, because you're like, oh, this is my house.
Oh, where were you sleeping?
In the guest room.
Where's that?
I didn't want to. It's across from my bedroom.
Okay.
But like, everywhere I was walking around, I had a can of Lysol and I had the Lysol wipes. And I had a mask. So I was walking around the house with a mask on, wiping everything I touched, pretty much touching things with new Lysol wipes, you know, every single time I moved. And then,
we learned it's mostly like not a contact transmission. And it
doesn't matter. You got to just, if it was, let me tell you this.
Okay? No, what you got to do is just get your vaccine so that this doesn't happen again.
Well, here's the problem. So the problem is that I have a 2-year-old whose pediatrician recommended against the COVID vaccine right now because it is so new. But she just did not want, she was like, under 5, I'm not really comfortable doing it. But, you know, it's up to you. And we were like, okay, you know what? Let's leave it. Britt got her booster. I did not, because I'm a lazy fuck. And even though we agreed that the contact is not a thing, we were worried what off the off chance that it is. And we were really worried about.
Sure. You don't want the kid to get sick.
If it was just me and Britt, I don't think I probably would have quarantined, but I probably wouldn't have been as careful as I was.
Didn't go through a crate of Lysol wipes.
No, but I did go through like a quite a bit of Gatorade, and the frost, baby.
That's what saved you from the clutches of death.
Well, the other thing was like oh, you should take Motrin to get your fever down. Blah, blah. I didn't want to. I was like, I want this fever to kill it now. Get this done. So I just let the fever run its course, and it was, you know, two nice days of. Yeah, so anyway, so I got sick on Tuesday. I wasn't really able to play games or really have fun until Friday. And even then, by Saturday, I had to spend one more day down here. And I was like, this sucks. Like, I hate this. Like I can't even go upstairs to see anyone. I can't. Like, this is awful.
How are you getting fed? Just like a little
food at the top of the stairs.
Tray, yeah.
Yeah, food at the top of the stairs. And then, So, and then, you know, the kid is looking for me, and it's like, no, dada's sick, dada's sick. And she's like, dada, mask, dada. I'm like, yeah, I know. So, wasn't great. But we're good now. And then that was the other thing, too. Like, the Venice course came out on Walkabout Mini Golf, and, like, I had to go in to check it out on day one. And Chris and I did, and it was like, after we played in 18, I was like, I gotta go. Like, I can barely stand. Like, I gotta go.
How was your performance during that?
It was fine. Terrible. Okay. It was fine. Yeah. But I will tell you this. Great course.
We'll talk about it.
The atmosphere. Oh, right. Pokemon.
Yeah, we'll talk about Venice.
Totally forgot.
Alex has been there sitting on his thoughts for 2 weeks now.
He's
just going through the. If we could have probably just let him keep talking. You know, at first, Alex, when you started this, I thought you were going to be like, "All right, look, I just needed a couple days to myself from everybody." So no, I faked the COVID test.
We got to get the word out there that COVID is still real. I will say this: I had no chest congestion, pain, any of that. That's gone. That's done.
But imagine if you had come in here and said all that, and you were like,
"Yeah,
oh, it was great. I was playing games the whole time. I was reading manga."
Yeah, yeah. And then you recorded me and then sent it to Brett, and I got in trouble. No, all I'll say is
that would ruin my fun.
That's true. I would probably she would make me kick myself off this podcast. Yeah. Never play video games with you guys again. Yeah, man, it was not great, but got a lot of mango in.
Hell yeah.
So. There it is.
It's time for this week's Pokemon. Last week we had Drifloon. This week we have its evolution, Drifblim. I wonder if we'll be able to guess what that name comes from. Let me tell you about what it looks like. It looks like an oversized balloon, maybe a hot air balloon. It has some tail arms kind of coming off of it, tapering off of it. It does not have a string like the previous one does for the arms. It has that little cloud tuft for its hair still. It just looks swollen. It looks like it has big ribbon arms and is a big swollen balloon. But it's a ghost flying type, which is a pretty cool typing. Let's hear about where its name comes from.
Oh, that's right. That's me. What Pokemon number is this? 426?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. All right, please hold. Please hold. I forgot. I'm off. Maybe I got that long COVID. So, okay, the main origin. Drifblim. May. Be a combination of drift and blimp.
Why do you think they took the P off?
Drift blimp. Because you don't need the P. Your M already made the P sound. Drift blimp.
I think because drift blimp doesn't sound like it could be the name of a thing.
Because it's the whole blimp.
Drift.
Because then it would
drift blimp.
It would have to be confirmed. There's no ambiguity there at all.
Plus, it does. It's. I mean, super lazy. I mean, take off the P and the T. Jesus. So this Pokemon, right? It's fine, right? I don't think it's like anything special. It's a balloon.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ghost balloon. Like the coolest things that come from this Pokemon are, A, the typing is good. So it's a good Pokemon to use for sure. And you know, conceptually, not necessarily from like the visual design point, but from the concept of it being a ghost spirit Pokemon that like carries the souls of like children away. I mean, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's cool,
I guess. Loving it as an evolution. It doesn't look like it flows.
That's sort of where I agree as well.
Well, I think it does look like maybe there's like a mid evolution missing, but it is also just a bigger version.
No, I think that there's a problem with the fact that it doesn't look like it's really evolved. Like it kind of does, but it kind of doesn't. Like,
oh,
it doesn't
go back and look at the original. It looks very
weak
and small.
I know, I get it, but I'm just saying, like, if you're going to have a stage about, like, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Right? This looks like a mid-level evolution.
Yeah, that's where
it looks like we're
going.
It should have a third stage, which is like a fucking dirigible or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, I agree. It's,
drift ship.
It's missing.
Yeah. Drift ship. Ship.
Drift ship.
Ship.
But this is the
drift ship.
Drift ship.
Shidriff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's see what Pokemon Legends Arceus says about it. It drifts along at dusk, perfectly silent. Its transient, melancholy aspect touches some people deeply. Every so often, one will come upon a song or a poem. devoted to Driftblim.
Oh, really? Okay. Cool. I think based on our list, I think I would put it under.
I mean, yeah, I would put it under Drifloon.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Is where I would put it. So, Alex, last week we put Drifloon at 22.
That's, yeah, I like that. That's fine. I think this one could just be right around that number. I don't think it needs to be.
I actually think I'd put it down further than right under.
I wouldn't put it below Cherubi.
No. Okay.
Cherubi kind of sucks. Like, this Pokemon you'd use in battle.
Sure.
Like, you're not going to, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Okay. Cool. Right. I like that. 23. New 23. Out of 40.
All right. There we go. New Pokemon next week. No more evolutions. So let's get into it. Alex already started it off, but how is everybody?
I already said my piece.
No, you want to talk about golf?
Venice. So we went.
Tell us about your trip to Venice.
Yeah, we went to Venice this week. Got to tell you, they're getting real good at making these courses. And it's so funny because when Chris and I jumped in, you know, originally I was like, "Oh, are these holes good? Like, I can't tell if these holes are good." But the atmosphere and the environment's awesome. And then as we played more, I was like, no, these holes are good. I was being really hard on them because, like, I expect so much.
Our expectations are so high now,
Tom. Yeah, it's so freaking high. But the course is gorgeous. It's like, it's amazing how tight it is, actually. Like, you're in Venice, but, like, the way you travel around the course is pretty smart. Like, you're going in and out of buildings and around the town, and you end up at the, you know, where St. Mark's Cathedral is,
the end,
right?
Of Casino Royale.
Yeah, and it's just a great course. It's a lot of fun. It's gorgeous. I would say it's one of the more beautiful courses that we've seen. It doesn't replace the top spot, which is Coyote Valley. That's
number one.
Course is it's still the GOAT. And I got to say, 100 around the world in 80 days is still up there for me in terms of
that's course my second design. Favorite.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
This,
I mean,
this is landing in like my fourth or fifth spot, but that's very high up considering there's 26. Mm-hmm. This is the 26th course, and it's landing in my top five.
We've also gotten very good at like our play time.
No. Alex has gotten very good. I have gotten worse over time.
No. You beat me on the daytime course. You have the record for the daytime course.
That's true. I do have the record on the daytime.
And then we were playing Egypt before. We were speeding through. We can do 218s now in the time it used to take us to do 2 9s or 3 9s. So we are moving.
We do an 18 in between 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, look. We said game of the year last year. I'm going to say game of the year again this year. I don't care. Okay? I don't give a shit.
That's insane, but okay.
Look, it's the game that I keep going back to. I love to be in VR in that game. And I'll tell you what. Demio fucked up. Demio should have made tons of more campaigns. Turned down the difficulty just a smidge.
Yeah, there's a difficulty problem with Demio.
And you'd have me coming back to that game a lot.
Yeah.
If you put some fucking new game modes and turn the difficulty.
Were we able to like leave and go back into Demio and like pick up where we left off?
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, then it just needed, the difficulty was the problem. It felt like it just scaled so unfairly at the end.
Yep.
I didn't really understand that.
Look, when VR hits, it fucking hits. And I don't think it hits as hard as mini golf. Mini golf is like perfectly suited for VR. Perfect.
It is wild that like we finally hit a point, Tom, where like there is a VR thing that like I'm literally using every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm playing VR every week now. Like it is just like a part of my gaming repertoire now. It's not just like a novelty anymore.
Would that be happening if mini golf if Walkabout didn't exist.
I'd still be using it a lot, but not as much. But that's because I think Walkabout's gotten it right better than anyone else at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, I think VR, like any kind of thing, needs to figure out what games make sense for it. And I feel like, especially while these headsets are like kind of cumbersome, you don't want things that really necessarily require you to move so much. As fun as those games are, like, I mean, I'll be honest, Tom, if I could get an extra controller and I could take it out of my fucking, or I could just leave one outside of my club, I'd be more inclined to play other VR games. But because I have to take it out of the club every time, I'm like, well, I will just use my Quest because I have that. But, you know, I like, what is that game? Pavlov just came out with new levels, just were added recently. And I was like, oh, we should check that out. And then I'm like, we gotta take it out of the club. Let's do that. That being said, in about 2 months, I'll be playing a lot of VR and it won't be Walkabout Mini Golf. It's going to be the Taskmaster VR game, which you can now pre-order. So we got to figure out how to get Alex a Quest. You know,
through the window.
Through the window.
That's how you do it.
So I watched, there was a video by one of the developers. They put out a video, one of the guys who worked on the course for Venice. And one of the things they were talking about is that while they're developing courses, they have different kinds of courses and styles that they, you know, are working on. And Venice is what they call a Zen style course, where it's not necessarily about mechanics or like, you know, difficulty. It is much more about, or like storyline. Like some of the courses like have like a storyline that you're kind of like following through as well. This it's like, no, we just want you to like be in that place. So like if you've been to Venice, it kind of like brings that like moment back to, if you've never been to Venice, it kind of replicates that experience for you. So you can see kind of what it's like to be there. And then he started looking at the buildings and showing off like how accurate they were to like certain architectural design things. He's like, oh, there's these little things on the buildings that like people probably just think are design decisions. But the reason they have these on the buildings in Venice is because they act as like additional support for like the building to be able to move because of like, you know, the way the water flows.
Sure, yes.
Like, so they have like all these things that they're like the guy was talking about. So they're going through it. And one thing we noticed while we were playing the game was the differences between the night and the daytime is really cool. Cause in the daytime there's an art, Tom, there's so much art. Some of it I'm sure is like concept art for the course that they just put on paintings and stuff, but there's so much really cool art in this. Mm-hmm. But there's a room during the daytime where someone's working on a sculpture. And then on nighttime, that sculpture is now a fountain. It's not in the sculpture room anymore. And there's just like a big block of like granite that's like missing now, like with just the remnants on the floor there. And now it's like an actual fountain that's like out at nighttime. And during the daytime, they're like setting up for a show. And at nighttime, like the show already ended. And like you see like the instruments out and like people are like,
dope. That's
really
cool.
Charcuterie board. Yeah, it's really cool. And the background, like the ambiance. So there's the normal music, but one thing they added in was like actual chatter in the background. And the closer you get to like the market areas, the louder the chatter is. And the farther away you get from like the population areas, the quieter it gets. It's like very, very cool little touches. I mean, we gotta have you hop in because you didn't do Ice Lair.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta do Venice and Ice Lair.
I'm down.
So that's Walkabout.
Tom, you didn't do Ice Lair with us?
No,
that was Karthik.
Yeah,
no, I haven't played it. I haven't played it in a while.
Yeah, we gotta get you in.
I'm down.
Terrible.
I think did Icelayer come out while he was away? While you were in Iceland?
Probably.
That's
how quick they're coming out now.
Yeah, seriously, crazy. Totally done.
All right. Well, May the 4th be with you is coming up. I see you got your Star Wars shirt.
I did pick it out. May 4th coming, which is great. Star Wars. Honestly, it's kind of been low key. Lots of new things going on at work. Where also SGF is getting prepped for. So, and San Diego Comic-Con prep is happening at the same time. So it's been, honestly, I've been kind of out of it. I have played some stuff. Mostly just Well, in Fortnite, got that upper glider, opened all my chakras. The only thing I really want to, the only thing, avatar thing I need to get that's left is Korra's glider, which is her bow staff that becomes a glider. But it's a real pain when you're just playing by yourself. So we've got to get some. Let's get a couple more multiplayer. Oh, actually, it might be over tomorrow because of the May 4th stuff. Yeah, it might be. Oh, no, no.
Star Wars stuff starts May 3rd, it said.
Yeah, but the Korra quest will still be up because it's a part of the Battle Pass, which is not over until the end of the month. So.
Oh, really? So I have time to get that then?
You have time to get all the Korra stuff.
Yeah, that's fine.
The Opa Glider, like, the tonight is your last night.
That's not happening. But I could get the Korra one.
You might be able to... The chakra stuff does not take that long. You might be able to play a couple of hours if you haven't.
I just don't think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, the Korra stuff will go through till the end of the month.
I'm going to, you know... I want to get the Korra stuff because then when I have... When I want to play as an avatar character, I have an avatar glider.
Yeah.
But... After that, all of my time is going to be spent unlocking stuff for Star Wars characters, I'm sure. I'm going to be getting Star Wars characters.
Yeah. We'll talk about the what they're doing for that in news. I've been bouncing around the Fallout games because of the show and just kind of, you know, checking out the next-gen patch, which is another lovely little disaster from Bethesda. It seems like the quality mode isn't working on Xbox and it's broken a bunch of people's mods that essentially did what this patch is doing, if not better. The patch doesn't seem to be, other than it unlocking 60 frames on Series X, it doesn't really seem to be doing a ton more than that. So I was playing Fallout 4 and I had been playing Fallout 76 before that with a colleague for this video that they put together. And, you know, I was playing 4 thinking like, oh, I'm going to enjoy my time with 4 more. But I realized that there's a couple of things that actually 76 does, just some quality of life things that are an improvement. So I've actually gone back to just kind of running around 76. I've been checking out the new Expeditions content, which, you know, it's a set in West Virginia over the game predominantly, but you can go to like Pittsburgh and Atlantic City. And like do these expeditions, and that's
pretty cool.
That's cool because it's a really different environment. Both of them are different environments to like the West Virginia like nature sprawl.
Yeah, New Atlantic City is probably wild.
Yeah, it has this like monorail system that has like collapsed and stuff, and it had Atlantic City also because it's on the water has like these like. Water plant monsters instead of like the ghouls, like they're like mutated plant monsters, which is cool. So honestly, just been jumping into that, doing a little bit more of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, but other than that, I haven't really played too much. So that's been me. I haven't watched anything. I haven't finished Shogun yet.
I thought you binged a bunch of Star Wars, Clone Wars season 8.
Oh, that was, yeah. Okay, so last Friday. 7. Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah, yeah. Last Friday, we babysat my niece, and we were like, oh, we have to just like sit on the couch while she slept for most of the night, which was great. And we've been watching The Simpsons before bed because Brooke's never seen it, and she watched a couple of episodes here and there, and I was like, I kind of just want to rewatch it, and it's so fucking funny. This show is still so fucking funny, man.
I sent you a link on Instagram of an amazing Simpsons jacket or hoodie
I'll check that out.
It's Tom. It's the meme of Homer Simpson going into the bush.
Okay, I'll pull it up.
So it's got like a fleece that looks kind of like the bush, but then
Oh my god, that's awesome. And then him popping out.
Show the camera so Alex can see it.
Yeah, the whole it's I don't have
Turn around. Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
It's because it's too bright.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway, I'll send it to you. It's cool. so we watched some but we were baby's in the niece, and I was gonna put The Simpsons on. I was like, oh, we can just binge a bunch of episodes. And I was like, oh no, this is the perfect opportunity for me to binge some fucking Clone Wars. And I did what
Hell
Chris
yeah.
suggested, which was just watch the final season, just jump to the final season. In that learning why, because I literally, this is gonna blow your mind. I've never known why Ahsoka leaves the Jedi Order. I've never known why she isn't Revenge of the Sith, even though it was because she was created after that movie, but like what they came up with. So learning that, I was like, holy shit, like, oh my god, okay, now I totally get why she's disillusioned. And we got through, I would say, 2/3 of that final season. I will say it started out really strong. I thought the Bad Batch clones that they introduce, who obviously get their own show, I thought like they were really cool. The concept around them being like slightly off clones, and so they look a little different from each other, which is really great. Like that's always been my big thing with the Clone Wars centers.
Like, oh, why do all these clones look the same?
I know, just like it's, and they try in the show, like Rex and Cody, like they, one of them's got tattoos all over his face, the other hat, you know, some of them are bald. They try to do their best to differentiate them.
Yeah.
But the great thing about the Bad Batch is that their voices are all different. So like there's actually like a way to really,
and they all look very different.
They all look very different.
Yeah, so, it's like a Borderlands party. It's like,
so I really didn't think like I'd have any interest in checking the Bad Batch show out, but like those that initial batch of episodes was really cool. And then we watched the Ahsoka arc that came after that, which is like picking up right from her leaving the Jedi Order. And I thought it was cool. I was kind of annoyed by the characters that she was with. Like, though they definitely felt like the most Filoni written episodes for me, which is to say that, like, I don't think he's really good at, like, dialogue. I think that's, like, one of
his... Well, that's why he's the perfect successor to George Lucas. He has really interesting story ideas, and he's terrible at dialogue.
Yeah,
that's why I still say episode 9, like, for all its faults, man, somehow The Emperor Returned is like one of the most George Lucas-ass lines in all of fucking the Star Wars. Like,
yeah,
George
point.
Lucas probably heard that and was like, "Let's say
great.
No more. This movie will be fine." He probably and then walked away.
he walked on the set first day. That's what they were shooting, and
because you got this under control.
Like, right, you guys are gonna wrap this saga up perfectly for me. Bring it back to prequel era. So saw those two, and definitely want to finish it. The strongest I think I've Clone Wars has ever been for me. So we're gonna try and finish that, watch that Rebels show, finally get around to watching Ahsoka.
I Rebels, and I really do mean this. Just watch a recap for season one, because season one,
that's what
is very much like the early Clone Wars stuff. I don't know why it feels like a big step back, and then everything after it's good. In fact, the stuff that's in like Jedi Survivor, which is like probably the most interesting stuff that's happened in Star Wars other than Andor. And it's more about like what could the future of Star Wars be, like what are new things, how do we expand the universe. That is like what the rest of Rebels is like. Rebels is like, we're going to throw a lot of new shit into the Star Wars universe and like really kind of set up like expanding the universe in like a big way. They do some of the most interesting stuff there, which is why I'm so excited for Ahsoka season. I mean, even Ahsoka season one does some like conceptually really out there things for Star Wars. So
I'm excited to get around to it. It being May 4th this weekend, maybe Saturday, give put aside some time.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate. Are you guys gonna be are you gonna go, are you going back to Star? It's a fucking
we're going on Sunday, but it's Seasonal Force, like for this week specifically.
Right.
They're doing extra stuff. So yeah, we're going on Sunday. I wanted to go Saturday, but with our membership, you have to schedule like in advance. And because other people with a membership can schedule, like if it gets full,
Saturday is probably that busiest day. May 4th has to be that busiest day every year.
It's probably up there. I mean, yeah. It's so funny.
You think
funny
it's the
that
busiest day every year? You really think so?
It's definitely Star Wars land there.
And it's Star Wars Day.
I get it, but I think the number of people that are going to go for May the 4th, I don't know if it is the same as just like the summer.
Well, think
crowd.
About it. think about it. It's starting to enter warmer weather. It was fucking 80 something degrees here, which was batshit. But anyway.
Hold on. Yeah, all right, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I'm just thinking, I mean, maybe it's not, but I'm like, well, it's the start of the warmer weather. Kids are starting to, maybe it's a bit early. Yeah, it's a bit early because it's like early.
Yeah, now. I think you're thinking.
I just thought that, like, you'd get, like,
So we went last year on May the 4th. It's the first time I went to start the Galaxy's Edge, too, funnily enough, was on May the 4th.
Oh, really?
It was packed, and that was a weekday. Not a weekend.
That's true. That was a Friday. It would have been a Friday last year.
It was a Thursday because there's leap year this year.
Oh, there we go. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was packed on a Thursday.
This Saturday is probably
going to be. It'll be packed, but yeah. That's why we're going Sunday. But they'll have the season. Alex didn't see these. I got the Ahsoka Tano blades this time.
Wow, those are pretty thick.
They are sick.
No, I said thick.
Oh, thick. Oh, I said that last week. Yeah.
Is it because of the batteries, or is that really how they are?
They're one to one, like so. Oh.
She has like these big because. Well, so the smaller one isn't as wide. The smaller one's not as wide. It looks thicker because of the flat design. It's not round. It's flat. So like when you look at it from the side, the hilt is more like a katana hilt.
Right.
But this one you can use two handed. So and Jesus this Christ, has the longer huge. Sword.
Is this battle ready?
Yeah.
You can use Whoa. Them. Yeah, yeah, wow. Yeah. We got to get you out there. We got to get you on.
Tom, and I mean, do you want to play by the old rules?
The old ways
when Chris and I used to play lightsaber fights in the backyard.
Oh my god.
If one of your limbs was touched by the saber, you had to put it behind your back. Yeah. Or if you had a leg, you had to hop around.
Yeah.
We were fighting like Zoro before we even knew about One Piece because it's like I have no arms and legs. I'll hold it in my mouth.
Yeah. Yep. And there was yeah. It was great. Good times. Good fucking
So
look, I will say this, and I'm going to say this
a
million times over. Okay, the '90s might have been one of the greatest decades.
I mean, particularly if we're talking about Star Wars, for me, it will never beat the lead into Episode One and that summer, or that summer because it would have been like May. In fact, I think it's like about to be the 25th anniversary, right? So, like,
yeah.
That was that.
I have my tickets to go see it.
My life, though, I was everything was about Star Wars,
dude. The 90s were amazing, and all I'm saying is that ever since then, I just feel like my life has just gotten worse and worse.
Yeah, you've grown up.
It sucks.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't really impress. Actually, maybe I shouldn't because I don't want. She'll find out.
Yeah,
you'll find out through the natural course of time.
Well, yeah, no, you let her enjoy those days while she can.
Yeah, don't stress her out.
So I'm going to use this as a pivot point. So because I've been so Star Wars pilled recently with my many trips to Disney and my sabers and May the 4th.
I'm getting kind of antsy to see Tom's PowerPoint presentation though. So.
Oh yeah, that's coming.
All right. Yeah.
I've been just trying to find something to play. I've been playing some of my Star Wars Lego that I never finished. So I've been playing
What do you mean playing it?
The Star Wars, the Skywalker saga, the Lego games.
Oh, I thought you meant you were like...
Oh, no. Not playing with my Lego.
Playing with your Lego.
No. I'm talking about the video game.
Yeah, okay.
I re-downloaded Battlefront because Battlefront, Tom, had like a campaign that was like actually like kind of cool. So I was like, all right, let me fuck around with this. And then I was like, wait, you know what game I never actually really played? I only played it for like a tiny bit was Squadrons. Yeah. And I think it's because I was hoping it would eventually come to PSVR 2, which is clear not going to happen. But now I remember I can play that on my Quest through PC, right?
Yep.
Right. So now I finally have a reason to fix my PC. Now, like, now I have to fix my PC.
And Squadrons in the VR headset was really fucking cool.
Because I loaded it up on the Xbox today, and I was playing it, and I was like, wait a minute, what am I doing? I have to play it. I want to get a HOTAS. I want to play that in VR. I really want to play that in VR.
When you were watching Survivor last night, did you notice that there was a commercial for the Survivor VR game?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
For Quest only.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a Survivor VR game. It's Tom, out or it's
we
coming
should
out.
Play it. It's a Horizons game. So it's like one of the meta quest where you're going to use like your. You know, it'd be like if you were using like your Kinect avatar style games. It's not going to be a good game. Yeah. But we should play it. Shit. You and I should go in and try that.
We can try it.
We could get K-Man. Alex will have to sit on the side and hear about how it was.
Yep.
We got to get you a MetaQuest.
Sure. How are you doing that?
Sneaking it through the window. I told you.
No.
Did you... The thing I sent you, the giveaway for the Quest, did you do it?
No.
Yeah, of course not.
No.
You should. You never know. Not many people will do it. So, like, the amount of people that will actually get picked are probably the best odds you'll ever have.
Well, the problem is that the thing you sent me didn't link, and then I didn't, like, I forgot to tell you that it didn't link to anything.
Okay, well, I'll send it again.
There.
Fuck, there was something else I was going to say. Can't remember now. Yeah, so, okay. Great. Oh, Survivor last night. Tom, I know you didn't watch it, but I do have to say.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
I know.
Tom, this
you need
is...
to start watching Survivor Night Of, so we can talk about it, because this is ridiculous.
Well, I would have watched it before the pod, but... Because that's what I did last week. I was like, I want to watch Survivor.
Yeah.
I want to watch it before the podcast, but... Brooke was over at the old...
Oh, okay.
What?
The old sister.
So just cheat on her.
Just. I'm not like you. I'm not.
I used to do it all the time. I used to do that shit all the time. Just cheat on her. It's not a big deal.
Tom, there's like an all time Survivor moment. Like,
yeah.
Like,
excited. I'm stoked. This season took a very quick turn. Last week was such a great episode.
This one's even better, I think.
You need to have. This is ridiculous. If she's away. Listen, I won't rat you out. Yeah, I won't rat you out. And then just for those moments when you watch it lot with her, just be like, oh my God. I mean, like, just play it up. Just play it up. None the wiser.
I gotta get some lessons from the master.
He's not married yet, Alex. Give it some time.
Oh, please.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
You know, give it some time.
Oh, cheating left or right.
Tom. We ready for news? We got anything else?
No, good time to jump to these. It's quite a little litany of news. All right, news for the week. Speaking of MetaQuest.
Ryan Gosling's Fall Guys out this week.
Yeah, another video game adaptation. Funny that they decided to go with him just like as a human and not in the bean costume.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No lie though, that movie is meant to be very funny, so I might try and go.
Oh, we're going to see it.
Listen, yeah. Gosling's killing it.
Yes, the Goss has got you. Okay,
yeah, we're going to happy hour and then we're seeing it.
You know, this is a game coming out. People very excited for another Batman Arkham game. It is exclusive to the. It is exclusive to the MetaQuest 3. It's called Batman Arkham Shadow. From the teaser, it looks like it's probably going to be closer to. It's going to be a prequel, seemingly because it has the Batman origin Arkham Origins costume, or something similar to that. So it looks like it'll be much earlier in the timeline of the Arkham games. Yeah, it's exclusive to MetaQuest 3. It's being made by Camouflage, which is a studio that Meta bought. And the last game they made was Iron Man VR, which is, I actually learned, Anyway, so it's a CG trailer. It's not a VR trailer, but it's made by Camouflage, the Iron Man VR developers, which were initially was a PSVR exclusive, but then came to MetaQuest, and I didn't even know that that happened. So I might have to get around to playing Iron Man VR because I heard it was really good VR. So there's a Batman meta game coming out. There's going to be a gameplay trailer at Summer Game Fest. They've already confirmed. So keep an eye out for that. Just another reason to get a MetaQuest. I'm actually really stoked for it because they already put out a Batman Arkham game about a decade ago for the first PSVR. And that was very... This seems like it will have, you know, you flying around as Batman. Like, it'll have a bit more gameplay. That one was like a very detective-based Batman, and it was a pretty cool, like, short little three-hour game. We'll have to wait and see. What else have we got? Speaking of Summer Game Fest, Xbox has confirmed that they will be having a showcase, which we've known, but now we have the day and time. They're going to be having their showcase Sunday, June 9th, and will include a direct, kind of like how they had the Starfield direct after their showcase last year, but this one will be on Call of Duty, because Call of Duty is now an Xbox game, an Xbox Game Studios game. And this showcase will show off Activision games, Bethesda games, and Xbox Game Studios games.
Do you think this is the year they're going to put Master Chief in Call of Duty? Master Chief skin?
You got it. Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely happening.
You got your Halo, my Call of Duty.
Exactly. This is from Tom Warren at The Verge. He is saying, and this is what many people have heard, is that we will see the next Gears of War game at the showcase, and we will see a lot more of Microsoft Flight Simulator, Avowed, and Indiana Jones, which are also all coming out this year.
Indiana Jones. I'm really excited about Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's going to be great. The rumor is that it will be a December game, which makes sense considering that they have so many other things coming out. The Starfield expansion is meant to be coming out this year, so they've got Avowed, Starfield expansion, Microsoft Flight Simulator, and Call of Duty all to release this fall. So Indiana Jones kind of has to be December. In fact, actually here it says that it would be Starfield expansion in September, Call of Duty in October, Avowed and Microsoft Flight Simulator in November, and then Indiana Jones in December. So it would be like a 4-month block of just like back-to-back, like big releases for Xbox, which is crazy. But I mean, they bought their way into this position, so it's not that insane. It's funny because they had that thing a couple of weeks ago where they were like, the 20 of the top... it was something like more than 50% of the top 25 games played on PlayStation are Xbox games. And I'm like, well, yeah, there's multiple Call of Duties here. Like, this would not have been the case like a year ago, but now it counts.
Well, yeah, but also Sea of Thieves, Minecraft.
Yes. I mean, yeah, it's just funny that it's all these like additional acquisitions that have...
I think we're ever getting that game that Rare was supposed to be making with like the animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't exist anymore.
I think they just went back to the drawing board on it. Kind of like how Nintendo were like, which is funny because it's, you know, with Rare, but Nintendo said like, oh yeah, forget everything you thought about Metroid Prime 4. We're going back to the drawing board.
But that at least they changed developers too. You know, like that at least is like different.
I wonder if they were making a another live service game.
That's what I think.
And we're like, oh, this is going to cannibalize Sea of Thieves, our work on Sea of Thieves. And actually, maybe, I think whatever they planned, it's completely different from that. I think it will come out eventually, but it won't be nearly the same thing as whatever it was they were planning for before. Okay, next bit of news story. Lots of new Switch 2 rumors. The big one being that it seems that the Joy-Cons on the Switch 2 will have Joy-Cons and they'll attach magnetically. to the Switch. So it'll just be like a magnetic snap-on versus like a slide rail system.
There'll also be a new button, a third LR button.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I saw, is that in addition to the previous dual buttons, that there will now be a third button on the underside.
And oh, like a back button, like a...
But it sounds like it was at the top.
Mm.
But who knows? Like, you know, it was coming from like the same sources, the like accessory maker sources.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just trying to pass through it right now. It doesn't sound like old Joy-Cons will connect, but they won't attach to the system. So you could maybe use them in the grip, but you're not going to be taking it around portably. Those will connect. Your Switch Pro controller will also connect. MobiPath, surprisingly detailed report says the new Joy-Cons use magnetic suction to attach to the console through electromagnetic suction technology controlled by electric current. Because you got to imagine, they got to be pretty strong if you're not going to like snap them off when playing them. So they magnetically attach and they suck. Mopad says the console is fully backwards compatible, so all of your Switch games should transfer over. Finally, thank you, Nintendo. The existing Pro Controller and Joy-Con supported. MobiPad says the Switch 2's dock will use the same USB-C connection as the existing dock. It'll support 4K. We'll have a 1080p screen at 8 inches, so it's going to be much bigger. It's going to be like over an inch.
I'm surprised they went 1080, but maybe it still won't render at 1080.
Yeah, maybe. No, I mean, I think what the hardware that we've had rumored for a long time is that this thing can do, will be able to do, you know, and it will have like some kind of upscaling feature, supposedly. Yeah, so that's some new Nintendo stuff. Like I said, Starfield is getting its big expansion this fall. But there is going to be a big update in a couple of weeks tiding people over till then that adds a bunch of stuff, including maps. Didn't know if you guys knew this, but in the Starfield up until this point has not had maps in the game. When you pull up the map, it just shows like waypoints. It shows like markers, but the actual like map surface is just like nothing. It's really stupid. There's maps in the game now. Great.
It seems like a game that maybe didn't need to come out yet then.
No. One might say that it didn't. It's getting a performance mode. It hasn't had one on console, so it's been locked to 30 frames per second. Now it's getting a performance mode. You can do 60 frames. You can do 40 frames if you have a variable refresh rate screen. And they're doing a bunch of stuff with ship customization. Ship customization was actually already pretty good in Starfield. I would say that out of everything that it tried to nail, that was the thing that it really nailed. But now you can customize them even more, so you can actually, because the way it would happen previously is that you would just pick a pod, like pods, right? Like you would pick like cargo bay, put it here, and the internal layout of that would be like locked. Now you can fully customize the ship, so you can move the everything in there around, which is pretty neat. No land vehicles in this update, but they did say that they are working on it. They even showed a little footage of like a dune buggy. To me, 50% of Starfield's problems are solved once we get land vehicles. So I would say that if you are curious about jumping into Starfield, because I know you guys never even picked it up because of the kind of response at launch. Whenever they put, I think they'll probably time it out for the expansion this fall, whenever they put the buggies in, whenever they add land vehicles, that'll be the time to jump in.
So I did think about the other day, I've just been jonesing for a new game, because I played so many good games in a row that now I've been jonesing. And nothing has given me that fix, you know, that I'm looking for with games. I tried that another Crab Shell game. I might go back to it.
Another Crab's Treasure, yeah.
But I did think about Starfield, and then I was like, well, we might actually be getting back into Destiny like next month for real when this new update comes out. And I was like, I'm not going to start Starfield now if I'm I'm going to do Destiny for like if Destiny is going to be the game we play like basically for the summer. If that's the summer game, like
fuck yeah! Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm not doing Starfield, so yeah. I didn't. But I actually was like very close to downloading it. No, I tried many games.
I think you just wait until the expansion this fall, and hopefully that's when they add land vehicles and a bunch of other things. That's when you're going to want to play it, because you are going to run into, if you try to play it now, I mean, especially before this like May update happens. But even with that, it's just the tedium of the game. Yeah,
I'll check back in with you next year on this game, I think.
Sounds good.
You know, because come fall, there'll be other stuff I want to play.
Last bit of news here. Shadow of the Erdtree, which is coming out this June as well, end of next month, which is the Elden Ring expansion, confirmed to be the only DLC
for the game.
They're not doing anything else. They're not even planning for any content updates, because they had a couple before this first DLC, this first like expansion that they put out. They put out that like multiplayer challenge room, but they're like, this is it, this is the last thing. And but they said that they are not ruling out like future Elden Ring games. There will absolutely be an Elden Ring 2. This will be their new Souls franchise for sure.
Yeah, you gonna give me any story or
no?
No, no story. All right, that's fine.
I mean, no story.
Even though I didn't understand what the hell was going on.
No story being spoon fed to you.
I need it spoon fed, Tom. I need it.
I know. I mean, I'm with you.
Are you done with this? Are you done with this section? Can I say something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. This was unbelievable to me. Okay. I just wanted to sit on the couch and read some manga the other day. Britt says,
You were about to just pick it back up?
Yeah. I was like, it's been a week. I want this was like two nights ago.
Okay.
So she was like, no, let's watch a movie. Okay. All right, fine. She picks the new Martin Freeman, Jenna Ortega movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Miller's Girl, I think. Yeah, it's called Miller's Girl.
Yeah, where he's like dating someone 30 years younger than him.
They're not really dating. It's more like she's a student and he takes an attraction to her and vice versa, and that plays out. It's fine. What got me, and I've complained about this before, she spent the entire movie on her phone. The entire movie.
Yeah.
The whole movie. The phone was open. Videos weren't playing. So it wasn't like annoying me in that way. Right? It was just, it's just scrolling. Just scrolling. And I'm like, my phone was out of reach. Okay. And I go, what are you doing? And she goes, well, what do you care? And I was like, I guess I don't, but I do. It's annoying me that you are on your phone while we're watching this movie. And she goes, I know what's going on. And I go, this is the problem. This is why everything sucks, because everyone is pandering to you, to everyone like you, that is half paying attention to this fucking movie. So that's the reason why this movie is like dry and not like. So it just.
when Therese is like on her phone, and usually she's very good at not, but you know, sometimes like. When she's working at, like, if she's doing emails and stuff, I don't care. But like when she's like scrolling,
yeah.
What I do now, if I don't get her like attention and like focus, I just wait till she's like not paying attention again. And I just put One Piece on, and I just start watching anime. I just change it to anime, because the amount of times I've done that, and she doesn't even say anything, and it takes like 15 or 20 minutes. She goes, "Oh, what happened to the thing?" I'm like, "That was a while ago."
Incredible.
It's anyway. Unbelievable. Yeah.
So she definitely couldn't
follow. Cell phones are bad.
Elden Ring.
Oh.
Cell phones are bad. I was reading an article today actually about a school that just they banned phones. And it apparently went like really well. like, which you would think it wouldn't, but apparently right. It did.
Pandemonium. Here in the States or?
Yeah, here. I think it was in Maine or Vermont. It was in somewhere in the Northeast. But I was reading that and they were like, we've had enough. And so like when you come in, you have to like put it into a pouch and it has like one of those like magnetic locks that they have at like a clothing department store.
Yeah.
And until you leave school, you can't unlock it. Like they have like a thing as you exit that you can like knock it against to unlock your phone, or, like, and take your phone out. And like, they're like, that's it. No more, like no more phones. Like if your parents need to reach you, they can call the room. Like every room has like a phone. They're like, that's it.
It's unbelievable. I'm like, I'm so over it. I wish the phones, I just wish all of this wasn't a thing.
I wish we were
back
in the 90s.
Yeah, but like a little bit of the 2000s. Like I still want to be able to play Halo over the internet.
I want the 90s, but Halo.
It was really like the smartphone like, really has caused like a great social change. And I think people like we really like everything is so fucking built to just addict people to everything. Like basically every single thing, like everything in your life, like whether it's like food or entertainment or the internet, like everything is like meant to just like wring everyone so dry of every last ounce of attention or money that they have that like it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad out there, I feel like. But we're just getting old, maybe.
We should have stopped at like 2005.
Everything that has been invented, that needs to be invented, has been invented.
It's been invented, exactly. All right, let's move on.
Well, let's just do a quick thing, and then Tom can do a presentation.
Okay.
Well, if you want to get us,
you can send us an email. Or go to our podcast Discord. Go to those are in the show notes. There you can go to the questions for a pod and ask a question like Narcus did. Narcus said, what's a song that you like that you don't think people will have heard? This is mine. And it is by Mobius Loop and it's the orgasm song.
Okay.
You're not going to play it.
We can. It's fair use, right? Oh, I don't. Is it? I don't have. Yeah, fair use to play like 5 seconds of it, probably. But to be honest, I don't have Spotify, so.
You don't?
No.
What do you use?
Apple.
Oh, right.
I still, they actually just made me renew my, like, once a year, they're like, are you a student? And they send me, like, an email thing, and I still have my student email, and that's how I find out I still have my student email. It's like, once a year, I have to go and click that link, and I go, let's see if it lets me log in still, and it lets me log in still. Nice. So I'm paying $5 a month for the same, you know, same service as Spotify, but I pay $5 a month. So no reason to switch.
the song, I'm just going to pull one out of my ass, that you guys probably never heard of. It's called Arcade Summer by FM84.
Never heard of it.
Thank you.
I don't know that off the top. Would we, if we heard it? No. But is that a song that you love?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you keeping these secrets?
It's good shit. FM84, that band, they're good.
Well, are they around now? Is this an old band? Like,
no, they're like an 80s. They're not from the 80s, but their music is like the 80s.
Oh, that's
and
pretty cool.
And they're the guy that sings on a lot of their tracks is this guy Ollie Ride, who he does his own stuff too, and his stuff's pretty good. The stuff's pretty good, very 80s.
Yeah.
Very 80s. So but Arcade Summer is one of the more obscure ones from FM84 because it has no lyric. There's no one singing on that one. So I was trying to think of the most like obscure one that, you know, maybe probably no one's heard. So there you go.
Yeah, definitely not. All right, Tom. Tom's scrolling through his music.
So there is a music
video. By Taylor Swift. It's
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. That's the only one that like I really know the name. There was a music video I worked on 10 years ago by a rapper. Her name and she, her rap name is Samus. And her songs are all video game based. Okay. And she has this song Crown, which is mainly Metroid references, but there's like some Super Smash Brothers and like other references in there. That song fucking rips. I still listen to it today. Literally, like we shot that music video like a decade ago this month. But I still listen to it. It's really fucking good. Such a good rap song. And that music video was awesome. So yeah, it's called Crown by Samus. And it's and all of her music is like video game related, so it's a lot of fun.
All right.
Alex, you know this artist at least. The Mountain Goats.
I knew you said the Mountain Goats.
But the song would be Going to Georgia, which is from like a very old Zipalotta Machine album. It's like a very old album. It's super lo-fi, like the only recording of this song that he has, like it's, I think it was recorded to like cassette or something. Like it's a very lo-fi song. He actually like doesn't necessarily like to play it anymore because he wrote this when he was a lot younger, and he thinks like he doesn't necessarily like the lyrics anymore for a number of reasons, but at the same time it's such a fan favorite song, and he says like when the right part of the band is together, like if it's the right people, he'll still play it because it's like really fucking rad. Because he just has like a ton of energy when he sings that song. Like there's just so much energy coming out of that guy when he is singing those lyrics. It's basically about a guy driving to Georgia with a gun with you know, and he's like very aggroed out. So like it's an interesting song, especially for John Darnielle and Mountain Goats, who is like generally like an indie folk artist. So yeah, it's cool, but it's not like this year or many of his other well-known songs by people that don't listen to the Mountain Goats. But I think the guy's got written more songs than like Taylor Swift by several hundred. So it's, you know, like
sure.
Easy to get lost in that library.
All right. Well, PowerPoint.
I think it's time for the main feature. That's right. So we were going to do our head-to-head this week, but Alex and Tom, we're going to give them an extra week to get to it. Remember, Call of the Wild, the angler, you're going to go fishing. You can just stay in the tutorial pond. You want to get a mountain whitefish, the largest fish. The largest fish has two different sizes. It has the length and has the weight. If someone wins in both length and weight, they're the clear winner. If two people each win a different one, then we're going to multiply length by weight, and then whoever has the larger number will be the winner. You know, look, it's not a traditional game for us to play. It's not as exciting as maybe the last few that we played were. But it is like, I thought it would be fun for us to play something that we would never traditionally play. Now, because Tom lost the last challenge, we have the new part of this, which is the punishment. Now, Tom, I'm going to hand the reins over to you here. I'm going to stop sharing so you can share. Tom's punishment is he has prepared a PowerPoint for us. It's going to be a few minutes in length, probably about like 3 to 5 is what we asked for. But if Tom goes over or whatever, I guess that's fine. I am excited to see what you have prepared for us here, Tom.
I guess that's fine.
Sharing my screen.
Okay.
One piece.
All right. Oh, you put good work into this.
Okay.
Whoa.
So
you put good work into this.
I want to give some clarity to what happened with this presentation and what to expect. So Chris sent me a package of images, basically to not spoil things for me.
It'd be too hard for you to Google and not be spoiled.
Of course. But
which is what I've had to do reading Mango. If I didn't understand something or if I thought I missed something, I've been texting Chris because I can't Google anything.
So Chris was very courteous. He put that together. That being said, everything in that packet, initially I thought you were going to send me stuff that I wouldn't have context for, and I'd have to like say what I thought was happening in the
image. I thought about that, but I felt like that would be like a real kind of bummer for surprises later in the story.
It's okay, but basically what I did was is Chris gave me basically images from everything that I had seen. There was some live action stuff in there. There was stuff from the manga as well, the mango. And so what I did was is a lot of the predictions I have made here are based on characters and things that I building off of things that I know already, rather than predicting something that's like out of left field. So everything here is really just building off of things that I'm familiar with the show.
I'll say I'm glad you saw the live action, because it will help you make better predictions, or at least more interesting ones. Because for instance, like Garp in the live action doesn't show up in the anime or the manga until the 300s. So like, knowing that like there's a vice admiral who is Luffy's grandfather is something that, like, if you had only been watching the show, you wouldn't have even had that info if you didn't know about the live action.
I think I have 7 predictions here, so we're just gonna go through them one by one. All right, first prediction.
Okay.
All right, so I'm in Loguetown. I think we just finished Loguetown.
Ooh.
I think we are going to get to the Grand Line so this slide says they're going to get to the Grand Line soon, and it will be where most of the show takes place. I just think that they're not going to draw this thing out of, we got to get to the Grand Line, you know, keep having that in the distance. I think most of these arcs that people revere and love are going to take place in the Grand Line. I think at some point, I mean, inevitably we're going to explore the other blues. There'll probably be a South Blue arc or West Blue arc or North Blue thing. But yeah, I think most of the show is going to be about what happens in the Grand Line.
Okay.
So there you go.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Next prediction.
Hey.
They'll befriend Buggy. Buggy's great. He's just come back in the show. Weird thing in the show, and he gets electrocuted right as he's about to decapitate Luffy, and I'm like, huh. And they're all like, is this divine intervention? And I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. Maybe there's something else going on here. Anyway, I don't even think Buggy will exclusively be the only like bad pirate that they befriend, but I think that this is someone who is going to routinely be in their lives in some capacity and will kind of pop up and over time like become more and more of an ally versus an adversary. So
these are good predictions so far.
Ooh,
now, I'm not saying like about necessarily, I'm not giving anything away, but I like the predictions you're making. These are good predictions.
Next. Saw something.
Shanks will either become a bad guy or die right before he and Luffy are reunited. I think we're a long way away from a Shanks and Luffy reunion, based on where I am in the show. They will build up to that moment, and either that moment won't happen because I think it'll be this kind of thing where they may potentially like they keep having these moments where they almost meet, but like something happens where like just as Shanks is leaving somewhere, Luffy's arriving or vice versa, and like before the actual meetup, something's gonna happen that will Shanks will die or something. Or he is the ultimate big bad, which I just think based on the kind of story we're telling and the journey we're on, and not necessarily in like an evil way, but an antagonistic way. Like if Luffy really wants to become king of the pirates, like he has to like, you know, beat Shanks. Like he has to like ascend above him.
You got to be better than everybody.
You got to be better than everyone.
Something with this.
Good. Something with this. Yeah.
Shady shit going on with the world government. Enough said.
Enough said.
Flag screams Illuminati, you know. other And, you know, I mean it beyond just like the fascistic kind of nature of their world. I mean it in like they've got their own machinations. They have their like beyond just like governing. I think there's some kind of Illuminati something secret shit going on, world leaders conspiring, all this stuff. Like, you know, we think they're evil at this point in the show simply because they are the thing in the way of our protagonist's journey, but we're going to get some reveals like, oh no, like they are really fucking evil, and like they are the enemy, like they are the bad guys.
Yeah, I mean, Captain Morgan in the first arc was a real piece of shit.
Sure, but that's I'm talking about like a higher level. Like, you know what I mean. Like we're gonna meet the president or whatever, and he, you know, and it's not good. Okay, next
not
one.
Good. Like it.
Gold like it. Roger isn't really dead, and all Luffy's perception of him will be shattered. I also have part of a theory based on that lightning shit that Luffy is actually. I don't know if Luffy, I can't remember if they've confirmed based on what I've watched or not, if Luffy was even alive when Gold Roger was killed. But if he wasn't, then I also think like a third thing is that Luffy is just simply his reincarnation. Although I think that that's a bit trite, and I think that's a bit obvious. And while I also think Gold Roger not really being dead is also a bit obvious, I think there's an interesting story they could do with that. Regardless, I think that Luffy is kind of a indomitable spirit, and they've got to find a way to like kind of shatter his perception of the world, and like really like, because I never feel like he's going to lose. I mean, they always get in tough spots, and it's always fun to see how creatively they get out of their situations, but there's something about him that just feels like I need to see him kind of at his lowest, and I think something where he finds out Gold Roger wasn't even the pirate that he thought he was, or something, or maybe he was a bad guy, you know, he was actually a lot nastier than he thought, or something. I just think there needs to be that like kind of shake up of his perception of this character. So there's that. This dude becomes a big fucking deal in the Marines. I will say, I think this is. I mean, this is a combination of, I think, some things I do know about the anime.
This dude.
Kobe. Some things I already know about the anime. Obviously, we see way more of him in the live action as well, and like his clear natural talent for being a Marine. But I think that I think that he will kind of rise through the ranks and kind of, you know, be a major player, like a major player. And again, that something that we've seen in the live action, his kind of role as a Marine, coming up against his friendship with Luffy, and like just pushing that as far, you know, the further he becomes entrenched in the Marines, the more that creates this rift between these two characters. But yeah, there's that. I think this is the last one. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. One way or another, either the One Piece isn't a real physical thing, or Luffy will ultimately reject it. Maybe I feel like, again, it's obvious that like, oh, the One Piece, you know, he finds the tomb or whatever and it's empty, and the One Piece was the friends we made along the way or something, which is very, very obvious. And maybe he's even, Oda has even said like, no, there is a One Piece or something, like it's real. It's a thing. I mean, I don't think it's just like endless treasures.
Like fucking National Treasure with Nick
Cage. Yeah, exactly. Or like, Road to El Dorado or anything like this. you know, I don't think it's going to be that. It might be tied to the gum fruit somehow, which would make a lot of sense. Maybe it's the gum fruit to rule them all or something. But I think that whatever it is or isn't, it will be something that Luffy will realize he doesn't need. And the ultimate thing will be like he kind of like leaves. It was about the journey, right? It was about getting to the One Piece, proving that he could do it, and he'll get to it, and he will kind of like let it die, you know, the knowledge of it die with him or something. I don't know. But yeah, I don't think it's gonna be has to be, again, with story, just like basic storytelling. Like, it can't just be like, oh, found the ultimate treasure and now I'm king of the pirates. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there has to be a catch. So that is my One Piece predictions.
I like it. This was good.
How would you? I mean, I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Tuna,
well, I can tell you one thing.
Okay.
Luffy is 17. Gold Roger died 20 years ago at the start of it.
Okay, so he was born after.
There's a 3-year gap. Like, he was dead for 3 years before Luffy was even born.
Okay. I could tell you, Tom, that I had the same thought. I don't think this ruins anything. About Kobe being a BFD.
Yeah.
That was my thought as well. I was like, this little pipsqueak is going to become something.
How much
have I seen of him?
No. How much in this presentation do you have, like, knowledge toward or against? Like, half? Percentage? Half? Okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
That sounds about right. I'll say, Tom, there's some things you're pretty right about, and there's some things you're very wrong about. There's some stuff that you're right about for the wrong reasons. There's, I'd say all the stuff that you're wrong about for the wrong reasons. But that's because, like, you're not operating on enough info.
Yeah, you need more info.
I have very little information.
But there's some stuff that you were also, like, dead on, I think. So
yeah,
that was great. Honestly, you put more work into it than I expected.
Oh, good. Interesting.
You clearly thought about these.
Well, I mean, it's a show I like a lot, and you know, the theorizing and everything. So it wasn't even too difficult to kind of come up with. Honestly, the hardest thing was, like, because I know there's a character called Ace or something that gets introduced because I played that fucking One Piece Odyssey game, and like, I know that he's a important character. Obviously, I know that they get a bunch more crew members. They got Nico Robin, and I thought it'd be really funny if I put up a slide and I was like, they're joined by a tiny reindeer character.
Yeah. I thought about sending
and
you
he
those,
magically transforms into a big muscle man, and he's got a Jamiroquai's hat.
I did think about sending you those characters, because I knew you played the game, and I was like, no, he doesn't have enough context. I shouldn't include these.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything really about them. But even if I had never played the game, I've seen all of those characters before.
Yeah.
You know, Nami gets long hair at some point. You know. Anyway.
That was great. That's exciting.
Well, I liked it.
Next week,
Angler.
Well, so the problem here is that I had just started playing the outro music, but I didn't share the audio.
But Tuna also has a game for us to play.
Oh my god.
Unless you want to table it. All right, so this game is the game that we play that I forget the name of, where I'm going to tell you a story or a sentence and it's going to make a game. Maestro Chef turns into Master Chief. I will tell you, these are just 5 of them. They're games. They're going to be quick. Just text me your answers and we'll go through them.
Okay.
So let's get started.
This just says announcer.
Next time on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thanks for that. Okay. First one. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Hey, 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 hey. That's not
these
your
are,
art.
These are characters or?
These are all games. They're all games.
Okay. All right.
Hey, 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 hey. That's not your art.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That's number one.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, that's hey, not... hey. That's not your art. That's number one. Okay. You ready for number two?
No.
Wait, what the fuck?
Let me
just open a note. Okay, go on.
Wait, say okay. It one
hey,
more
hey,
time.
Hey, 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 hey. That's not your art. Number two. You ready for number
sure,
two?
Sure.
Okay. I told you I work for the CIA, doy. You my boy, though.
What are you talking about?
I think it's been so long since we've played this now.
I
that,
know,
like...
or played any game. My brain is not
okay,
computing.
Get with it. I told you I work for the CIA, doy. You my boy. Yeah.
Is it characters?
No,
no,
they're games.
They're fucking games.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
All right, number three.
Wait, wait, wait.
What?
I'm thinking about the CIA.
Yeah, I told you I work for the CIA, doy. You my boy, though.
Okay, all right, I got that one.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Number three. Go on, get out of here. Will you take that bow and those sticks with the feathers with you?
Say it again.
Go on, get out of here. Will you take that bow and those sticks with those feathers with you?
I wonder what those could be. Get out
okay.
of here, but take.
Go on, get out of here. Will you take that bow and those sticks with the feathers with you? Okay.
Okay.
Number four. Wow. This is some sight on top of Paris's tallest structure. Hey, DiMaggio.
Well, wait, wait, wait. DiMaggio, like the baseball player?
Say it again.
All the information is in the question. Wow. This is some sight on top of Paris's tallest structure. Hey, DiMaggio. At number five, that episode, that final episode of that show with that John Krasinski guy and that Ed Helms dude. Wow. That was good. Okay. You guys ready?
No,
I got that.
I have
one.
Okay,
that's
so I
really
have
funny.
On one through five, I have one game, and then I have words for the other four.
Okay,
so let me
on.
At least look at these and try and come to a video game.
Okay,
can you just read one through five again?
Yeah,
just in
hey,
order.
Hey, hey, that's not your art.
That's not your art. Okay.
Okay. I told you, I work for the CIA, doy. You my boy, though. Number three. Go on, get out of here. Will you take that bow and those sticks with the feathers with you? Number four. Wow, this is some sight on top of Paris's tallest structure, eh, DiMaggio? And then number five, that episode, that final episode of that show with that John Krasinski guy, that Ed Helms dude. That was good. Oh, boy.
That's not your art.
Correct.
Could you four again?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you do four again?
The headphones died.
Okay.
Sorry.
Can you do four again?
Yeah, four is... Wow. This is some sight on top of Paris's tallest structure. Eh, DiMaggio?
And three. Tom, how many do you have?
I have one for sure.
Do you actually have games for all of them? Because I only have games
no.
on two of them.
No.
Okay. All right,
no.
great.
No.
What do you want again? Three?
Three.
Go on. Get out of here. Will you take
do,
that
do,
bow?
Do we want to not do it where we're competing and we're working together to solve them?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. All right,
okay.
So Tom, so the
yeah.
first one, the first one I've got, I think I've got it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
go
so
ahead.
Alex, say the first part of the first one.
Hey, that's not your art.
It's not yours. It's mine.
Mine.
And that's another name for art, crafts.
Oh,
Minecraft.
Minecraft. Yeah, Minecraft.
It is Minecraft.
You know what
I had my painting.
You know what I had? First,
yeah.
I had steel painting for a while, but then I had Grand Theft Art Show, and I was going to do Grand Theft Auto, but then I realized it was Minecraft.
Minecraft,
all right, number
good.
Two. I told you, I work for the CIA, Doy. You, my boy, though.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
So
what
do
you
have
think?
This? Because I have this,
what?
Too.
No. Oh, no, I don't have it.
Oh.
I think the first word is spy.
Spy, bro. Spyro.
Oh, Spyro.
Oh, that's not what I was going for. That's good, though.
What?
What were you going for?
What I was going for was just the generic. So what's another? So when I say... I told you I work for the CIA, right? Like,
oh,
spy. Okay, doy, duh.
Yeah,
duh.
So I
my boy, though. Man.
Oh, spy, duh,
man.
That's
Spyro
great.
Is so much better.
Spybro is really
I
good.
Don't know what to tell you. Well, that's not what I was thinking. Number three.
what's Tuna thinking?
Number three. Go on. Get out of here. Will you take that bow and those sticks with the feathers with you?
All right,
so
Tom,
let's work this out.
So
what do you
arrow
have?
Is the last word.
It's got to be. It's got. Well, don't let him. Let's see if we can figure it out before he says anything.
All right. So then leave.
Do you have
arrow.
What I have? I just have leave arrow on
I
three.
I have leave
That's
arrow literally written down.
I have leave arrow.
What could it be?
Like,
okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, let's try and work it out. Leave arrow, yeah. Leave arrow, leave arrow.
Legend of Zelda. Final Fantasy.
Leave arrow, leave arrow, leave arrow. Okay, what are other words for like get at? So he says, go on, get out of here. So scram arrow.
Go away.
Go away
arrow. I mean, there has to be an arrow, right? Or is it bow and arrow?
No, because he said bow. Because he said bow.
Oh, he said bow.
Scram. Get out of here. Bye, arrow. Leave
arrows.
Arrow.
What does arrow sound like?
Arrows. Leave arrows. Exit arrows.
Oh, exit.
Oh,
Bellatro arrow.
Bale at arrow.
Bellatro arrow. Yeah, okay, I'm with Tom.
Okay.
Tom, I'm ready
Bellatro,
to give up on this one.
Bellatro.
Sure. So go on. Get out of here. It's another word for that. Get. Go on.
So
get.
The same word that you said.
So
which
go
means
on.
That
go on get right so get,
get.
And then
you should have just taken the word from the sentence.
Will you take go on get will you take that bow and arrow right arrow get
it's
are
our
you going
hero
to,
oh
get,
my
get
god
our hero
guitar hero
Bailatro makes more sense.
Bailatro is great. Spybro and Bailatro better than
Spybro and Bailatro.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is gold. Get
Slater in the chat says he's missed this game, and I agree.
Go on, get maddening. Are you gonna take that arrow? Guitar arrow.
This is amazing. Get.
Alex
you
has done.
Get.
I said get.
Listen, no, I love this, Alex. You've done an incredible work here.
I had to say get out of here because I didn't know if you were going to get the go on because everyone always said go on get, but I couldn't. Anyway,
but then okay, you said get out of here.
Well, moving on. Wow, this is some site on top of Paris's tallest structure. A DiMaggio.
Right.
So Tom, I have Eiffel Tower baseball player.
Oh, I had Eiffel Tower Joe. Because that's his first name.
Oh, Beautiful Joe. Because of the view. Beautiful Joe.
View Tyfel.
Yeah.
Joe.
View Tyfel
Joe.
Okay. All
have
right.
Have you
that's...
played Beautiful Joe before?
Yeah, I bought it. So yeah, that's a cool game. That episode, that final episode of that show with John Krasinski and Ed Helms, yeah. That was good.
I know what this is. I'm curious if Chris got this.
I didn't get it. Help me get to it, Tom.
All right. So the show is The Office.
Yeah. Okay. So I have The Office Great is what I wrote.
So it's the final show. It's the last show. The finale. It's the last office.
Okay. It's the end.
It's the last office. Is The Last of Us good?
You know what? That one's good.
It is. The only problem is in the clue, it sounds like the quality of it was important.
I know.
Yes, the way he read.
But he's like, I gotta tell the story.
Yeah.
Why are they talking about it?
No,
it was
otherwise,
it was good.
Otherwise, very good.
I was proud of that one. That one, I was like, oh, actually, that works.
I think Bailatro and Spybro were great. I think The Last Office was good. I think Beautiful Joe was good. And Minecraft was all right.
Yeah, Minecraft was good.
So you didn't like Guitar
Hero. You know what would have been good?
No, Guitar Hero.
If the clue was...
Arrow.
the if you had done for the first one, if you had been like,
yeah.
what Hitler says when he presents his art in class, Minecraft.
that's
Oh man, you know what, Alex? That was great.
That was
really good.
Been a while.
Initially, it's a roller coaster of emotions when you play a game. At first, you're maddeningly frustrated, and you're just laughing your ass off.
It was amazing. Alex earlier in the day goes, "We're gonna kick the can for the game next. We're gonna do challenge next week. I'll make it a game." I was Tom when I woke up to that message. I'm like, "Fuck, hell yeah, let's do it. Let's go." That was great. I'm glad I didn't even ask what it was. What a surprise. I hope all our listeners out there enjoyed it as well. I hope you're having a great day. And until next time, everybody, stay unranked.
Suck it.
Suck it.